1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, 719, 33 degrees on our way to 57 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Jennifer Melbourne, Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going for you today?
Just fine, thank you.
Good. How pleased are you to see the overall caseload trends diminishing here over the last 2 weeks?
Oh, well, it was very much needed, I think, in our community to see those cases start to go down. I don't know if we ever thought that we'd get to a point where we would have so many cases and so many people infected at one time.
Well, and the numbers aren't, I guess, low, but in comparison they are. You know, much lower than they were 2, 3, 4 weeks ago when we, you know, were really peaking in January. But, you know, we do seem to be trending down. So do you like what you see there, Jennifer? The numbers are still, I guess, close to 100 the past couple of days as far as new cases. But what's your take on what you're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely like to see it go down. And it was interesting because, you know, our case counts went up very, very quickly, and they have come down very quickly as well. We don't want to get a false sense, though, because you are correct. Our cases are still high. I mean, we're still diagnosing cases in high numbers every week. And really where that becomes important is when we start looking at mitigation strategies, we really want to make our strategies fit what the current situation is. So it is important to still look at what's going on in our community, where our test positivity rates are, where our incident rates are, and then make sure that you are doing mitigation strategies that correspond to where those rates are. Hopefully what we'll see is those case counts continue to decrease, and then as we start to get lower and lower and lower, then we can start seeing some of those mitigation strategies start be lifted, you know, lifted in what you do if you feel comfortable going out into the community without a mask. That's really great when our case rates are low.
Jennifer, I'm assuming, too, as you're constantly tracking, and especially with such a hard spike that we had last month and what seems like, you know, a kind of a rapid decline here over the last 2 weeks, that there's going to be a bit of a lag time between the numbers and the, you know, the mitigation strategies. But it also seems like now with the numbers starting to flatten out a little bit, that you could possibly maybe have that lag as maybe as short as possible.
Well, yeah, I mean, we would like to see cases still continue to go down. I mean, that's really where we want to be. I would love to be back where we were in spring and early summer of 2021. I mean, that we had really great numbers at that point in time, pretty low disease burden in our community. Right now, I mean, all indications are that we're still really high. Our incident rates are still in the red, and I mean not just red, but like as red as you can get. And our test positivity is still pretty high as well. Even though we see case counts going down, we have test positivity that's still around 30%. That's high. We've been in the 30s to 40s now for several weeks. It means that we still have a lot of people that are sick that are coming in to get tests. Once we see the test positivity go down and our incident rates go down, then we know that the community spread, so the disease burden out in the community is lower.
Well, testing opportunities are out there for people, too. Well Health doing and their community testing Monday through Saturday out at the Boyer Community Building. I know Flint Hills Community Health Center is also still offering free testing, if I'm not mistaken, during Mondays through Thursdays, and I think you have separate hours on Fridays. So what are we seeing as far as the number of tests that are coming through? Are those numbers looking higher or lower? Where are we at there?
Well, I think the amount of tests that have been given in the last couple of weeks are substantially lower than where we were at the beginning of January. Unfortunately, we really hit in our community its testing capacity. We had more people acquiring tests or seeking out tests than the ability of our community to actually test those people. And that's unfortunate. And what that means is we probably have a substantial number of cases that went undiagnosed during those couple of weeks where we had our highest numbers of infections. Well, that has relieved itself a little bit. We are not seeing that. So if you communicate with our testing partners, all of our testing partners have seen a decrease in the amount of tests that they're giving a day. And fortunately, we've also opened up a testing site, too, so that increased our capacity to test in our community. So I would like to that's a good sign that we're getting those tests are, available for our community members. I just really like to see our test positivity start to go down. That really will be an indication that we have maybe kind of cleared this really, really high incident of community spread.
Jennifer, along that line here, there has been out in the community, at least when we start posting our numbers the last month or so on Facebook, that's the numbers, the new caseload activity coming down is a direct result of not having those tests available, so that people could wind up getting tested. And the way it sounds is there could have been some elevated numbers that weren't captured, but just how much of that situation is accurate, that the number of tests not being available led to those numbers as opposed to maybe just natural progression of the virus?
Well, I do think the weeks of January 9th and January 16th, we had artificially low numbers. I think what you said is absolutely correct. We had lower numbers shown then than what really was the positive case count out in the community. And that's just because people couldn't get a test that were sick. That is not the case now. I do think once we went through that week of January 16th and we got in to the week of January 23rd, we are hopefully at this point capturing the best case positivity that we can right now. And why I say that is because we do have sort of an influx of home tests in our community right now, and those are not recorded. So We do know that there are positives that are being diagnosed by home tests that we just can't capture those numbers. And I'm not going to say that's a good thing or a bad thing. I think it's a really good thing that people are testing. We would really like to identify infections and then have people do the responsible thing, whether it's being captured in our numbers or not. We know those trends would mimic each other. So as, if we're having high case counts in our community, that it probably means we're having high home tests being, coming back positive. So, but absolutely, I do think there for a couple of weeks, our numbers, if we could have tested everybody that wanted to be tested, we would have had higher numbers those 2 weeks than what we saw.
I'm talking with Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn on our primetime newsmaker. It is 728, 33 degrees right now. Well, Jennifer, what about our vaccination trends? We talked to you 2 weeks ago and hadn't seen much movement. Anything the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, that needle is still kind of not moving the way that we would like to see it or as rapidly as we'd like to see it. Unfortunately, over the last couple of weeks, we have seen a decrease in the amount of vaccine that we've given all types of vaccine, whether it be a first dose, a second dose, or those booster or additional doses. Those rates have all come down in our community. We kind of spiked really before the Omicron wave hit. in people seeking vaccine, which is good. I mean, that's what we had asked people to do. But yeah, we are kind of, I don't know, maybe hit a standstill with the percentage of our population. It's kind of ticking up, but really slowly. We have right now in our community about 56% of our total population is fully vaccinated. And of those that are eligible, which right now is our 5 years of age and older, we're nearing about 60% that are fully vaccinated. It's a little bit higher when you look at who has received at least a first dose. In our total population, we're right around 63% have received at least one dose. And then if you look at who is eligible, our 5 years of age and older, we're nearing about 67% that has received at least one dose.
Jennifer, one of the things that when we had Newman Regional Health Administrators Bob Wright and Kathy Pimple on with us last week, and actually a couple of weeks even earlier than that, mentioning the issues with staff burnout. And it's one thing we haven't really addressed with you over at, say, Lyon County Public Health and the Health Center here recently, really in the last several months, but has burnout become prevalent here, especially through the Omicron wave and the Omicron peak?
You know, that's hard to say. Our public health responders have really been in it, in the weeds, the last 2 years. And it's been very stressful. We've seen, you know, emotions, you know, run the gamut. And it is challenging now. I think the biggest challenge that our staff is having is just how much has changed so rapidly in such a short amount of time, trying to keep up with the changes in the guidelines, what we need to do for investigations, how we need to do public health delivery to our community. And then also when we had such a just rapid increase in cases, there was just no way that we could keep up with the amount of positive cases we had in our community. All of those things factor in that sort of uncertainty. It becomes kind of difficult. There's just been a lot of change since Christmas. I do think things are settling down a little bit. We have transitioned fully our COVID disease investigation to KDHE. The last couple of weeks, our public health responders have been really trying to wrap that up. Now we're going back through cases and really trying to make sure we have all of the data that we need into the cases in case they got missed. But burnout is a very real thing, and there's just not really good solutions until, you know, we're kind of out of this pandemic.
Well, yeah, mental health is something we need to be concerned about, that is for sure. What about physical health? Have you had a lot of illness at public health as far as staff being out, Jennifer?
Well, fortunately, we have a pretty high vaccination rate in our facility as a whole. And so, yes, we did experience, you know, an increase in illness. Fortunately, the majority, if not all of the cases that came through our facility were mild, and we had good recoveries. So I think that just really speaks to how important vaccination is when it comes to keeping workforce healthy.
Last question, Jennifer. We've really not seen a whole huge influx of flu yet, at least as of, you know, I think, New Year's Day. It seemed like the flu numbers were pretty low. I think the CDC said Kansas is having low flu activity here as of last week. What are we seeing now?
Yeah, that's correct. That's what we're still seeing. We kind of had a spike in influenza-like illnesses there right around Christmas, and we have come down. So we're not really diagnosing flu at the clinic right now. And as if we look at a whole in our community, those influenza-like illnesses are low at this point in time. So I would definitely say we're having low flu activity. Now, if you look in total what this flu season is compared to last, I mean, it's definitely an increase, but nothing like what we saw in the 2019 flu season.
All right, let's keep it that way. How about that?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Jennifer, as always, thanks for all you do, and thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you guys have a great day.
Jennifer Milburn, Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director, joining us on our primetime Newsmaker. Chuck?
All right, and if you want one of our Newsmaker slots, 7:15 every weekday morning, the only one we have available until the week of the 21st happens to be this upcoming Wednesday. So give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue at kvue.com if you'd like one of those slots. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Eric Wolche of McCown Gordon Construction, which means it's time for a Building for the Future Bond Improvement Project update for USD 253.
Always good to talk to Eric, and there's a lot going on, and they have made, boy, some dynamite progress, haven't they?
They have. Looking with good. Water school.
USD 253, so looking forward to that update tomorrow with Eric. Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, for their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732, MRSK Buildings. KVOE Live and Local, 734, partly cloudy, 33 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Emporia Main Street invites you out for a night of fun, food, and community for our annual public improvement.